This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is asking a judge to pause a voter citizenship verification order. The order would require election officials to verify the citizenship of all registered Wisconsin voters before the next statewide election in February. This comes after suburban Milwaukee voters filed a lawsuit in August 2024, arguing the State Elections Commission is failing to investigate unlawful registrations. Wisconsin law requires voters to certify that they are U.S. citizens, but does not require election officials to obtain proof or require voters to present any. After several weeks of dark, empty rooms and shuttered doors, the ACX Theater at Bayshore Mall in Glendale is closing permanently. The closure affects the theater, arcade, bowling alley, and backlot pizza and kitchen. The Journal Sentinel reports Bayshore ownership says it reclaimed the space because Omaha-based ACX Cinemas failed to meet its lease terms. The theater opened in late 2023 in the former iPIC space and was the first new movie theater in Milwaukee area since 2019. Plans to widen a busy stretch of I-94 in Waukesha County just cleared a major hurdle. The Wisconsin DOT has prioritized the project for an environmental study, a step before construction can move forward. Milwaukee Business Journal editor-in-chief Timothy Gibbons says this.
Went through the state legislature, got vetoed by the governor for procedural reasons, and the instructions were go through the Department of Transportation. This project got picked as the number one project that DOT things should be reviewed for further study.
The widening addresses a bottleneck between Pewaukee and Oconomowoc.
This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot but, of adjustment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Talking text line. Martha Reeves. A contralto is the lowest female singing voice characterized by a naturally low, dark, and rich. Well, it's not the lowest female because some women can sing bass. I'm just saying. He said chat generated with AI. B. Bruce said, I fly Spirit. They don't need air cops to land. They drift land all the time. What are you even talking about? You need air traffic to land. What's wrong with you? Okay, I'm going to skip past Reginald because he keeps talking about Martha Reeves. I don't know what that's about. Something wrong with him. You guys just hear Bayshore Mall is becoming the new Brown Deer Mall. What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. 833-212. I don't understand what that means. 833-212-1017 is the number. I just can't do Anita Baker. I try, but she just don't do it. It's not that I don't like her. I'm just not into her music. And, you know, some people take offense at that, which I don't really understand why you would get offended at that, but, well.
Number five.
All right. Baseball. Baseball update. So, the Brewers won last night. 9-3. Was it 9-3? 7-3? Does it matter? Yeah. They beat the brakes off of them for a second time. And now we got to come back again. And we got to put up with all this other nonsense of them going to Chicago. They'll probably beat the brakes off of them in Chicago. Maybe lose. They might lose one in Chicago. What do you think, Glenn?
It all depends on the lineup that they roll with. I don't think that they have necessarily a solid starter for this game. It'll be a bullpen kind of game.
Oh, without a doubt.
So it comes down to if the offense kind of preserves. But, I mean, the bats are hot. They, you know, got a really, really good hit from Vaughn. Churio also came up big with the hit. You know, they rallied early on in the game.
And they got some good defense.
So I'm excited. I think it's a tough place to play, but
it is.
The sky's the limit right now for this Brewers team.
Man, the friendly confines are not a good place for a team that is not from Chicago. Is it a night game or a day game?
I believe night game.
Night game.
I think they'll get the night game. It just kind of depends on what happens with, I believe, the Yankees tonight.
Anyway. We know what's going to happen with the Yankees tonight, right? You know? I mean, I know you're from Harlem, and, I'm going to give you your all due respect, but I don't think the Yankees going to do it.
I don't believe in us either. It's fine. I didn't think we were going to get past the wild card with the Red Sox, so.
Yeah, Red Sox was on. But you only had to win two games, so, you know.
Yeah, I posted my allegiance to the Brewers on social media.
What?
I asked if people would accept me. Yeah, I'm off the Yankees bandwagon.
So you're not going – a bad season and you're off the bandwagon?
It wasn't a bad season if you make the playoffs, but it also could be a bad season, I guess, if you don't win a championship. So.
But I guess how long you've been here, like 6 years, 7 years? Yeah, it's about time. It only took me 32 years. Hey. But I've always been a baseball fan. So when I moved here, I was automatically a Brewers fan. So
yeah, it's the same for me. I think comparing Yankee Stadium to American Family, or people still call it Miller Park.
Right.
There's just a much different environment.
It is.
It's more homey.
Cozier.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the seats are smaller. So you got to sit next to the person.
No, yeah, there's no bad seats in there.
If I don't have armrests, if I don't have arm space in my seat at a baseball game, it's just weird. See, I got spoiled being at Comiskey when it was the old Comiskey Park, and when it was the old, well, not old, it's still the same, Wrigley Field. You got spoiled. They made seats because the population wasn't that big. Now, you got to sit like this watching a Packer game. You got to sit like this. It's terrible, but it's good because you have more. So my condolences to you and your New York Yankees. My praise to you being a Brewer.
I appreciate that.
Fan, and I think we'll accept you.
It's looking good for me right now. It's a weird start time, too. It's 4:08 p.m. It's that weird, like, mid-afternoon slot. So.
Well, that's because TV. Because you know, TV complained about this. You put a wild card game in the middle of the day? And they were like, no. And the networks are like, we're not preempting, so if you put us on again, we're just not going to show. We're not going to run it. Put it on the app. Put it on the ABC app. Y'all can go to the app and watch it. Download it. Watch it for free. So, all right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was about to say, he didn't say thank you. Y'all see how I get treated? Young folks.
Number four.
In all seriousness, from WISN 12, Attorney General Josh Call from Wisconsin, Democrat, will not run for governor, his campaign says, ending weeks of speculation about whether he would seek the Democratic bid. He will then run for a third term as Attorney General. He says it's a pivotal time for our nation. Some of our, that's my voice doing it. Some of our most important, most basic rights are under threat. Severe cuts have been made to programs that provide opportunities and have helped communities move forward. I find it interesting that people make these generic, both Republican and Democrat, make these generic comments and generic statements, but they don't really say anything. So when you talk about basic rights are under threat, like what? Well, you say severe cuts have been made to programs, like what? If they provide opportunities, to who? If they help communities, which ones? See, we never really get that, and then they talk all cool, and they talk all pretty, and then they want you to vote for them, but then they get in office and they don't really do anything. Numerous other Democrats have entered the race, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hung, and former WEDC CEO Missy Hughes. They even put former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is also considering a bid. Okay, time to go to
number three.
Oh, are you kidding me? Speaking of being cold, I'm depressed. And the reason I'm depressed is because the first week of October has been warm. This is from CBS 58, especially after three straight days of the 80s over the weekend. It was absolutely beautiful. I was in downtown Lake Geneva, had a great time. Monday, pretty good. And then it started getting cold. And so our northern counties stayed in the 60s to around 70s. Milwaukee almost hit 80. Racine and Burlington did reach the low 80s. And then the breeze came. And so this afternoon it was 79. By 3:05, it dropped to 64. So currently I'm kind of not really feeling, I'm not feeling the weather right now. 65 degrees. The low tonight is 44. So I'm thinking a trip is in order very soon. I mean, like an impromptu trip. I mean, a trip like, what are you doing today? I don't know. Where are we going? I don't know. Just go to the airport and say, where are we going? That's where we need to go. Hey, by the way, I have an Iowa superintendent update.
Number two.
From blackenterprise.com, y'all remember that Iowa school district superintendent that got arrested and ran from ICE and came to find that everybody was screaming and hollering, oh my God, they arrested a black man, oh, only to find out later that he was actually in the country illegally and had actually was wanted on a warrant for a gun offense. Well, the drama continues in the case against disgraced Iowa superintendent Ian Roberts as the school district, get this, has filed a lawsuit against the company that vetted him following the emergence of more details about his criminal past. That's according to the Associated Press. School officials are suing the consulting company JG Consulting, which assisted in selecting Roberts as a candidate for the job of overseeing the state's largest school district, for which he was hired in 2023. As a part of the process, Roberts had to undergo a background check, disclose if he was ever charged with a misdemeanor, felony, or major traffic violation, including driving under the influence. While it isn't clear how Roberts responded to the questions, public records reveal his lengthy rap sheet, including charges such as drug possession and intent to sell in 1996, weapons charges in 2020 and 2022, pleading guilty to the 2020 charges. Roberts' lawyer, Brandon Brown, highlighted how charges don't equate to convictions, as his 2020 deal was listed as a minor infraction for unlawfully carrying a loaded hunting rifle in a vehicle which the district was aware of before his hiring. Brown called the official's plan of reissuing information a fear-mongering campaign. Roberts made headlines in late September, you know, last month when he was detained by ICE under suspicion of being in the country illegally, and then he fled from a traffic stop. Federal agents claimed the Guyanan native entered the U.S. in 1999 on a student visa, was given a final order of removal in May of 2024 by a judge, and did not leave. So get this. If you got hired in 2023 and you got ordered by a judge to leave in 2024, and you stayed, you're illegal. As garnering national attention starts, students of the Iowa district have staged protests by walking out of their classroom. So let me get this right. You got students walking out of classroom about a man who is not a legal citizen or a citizen, period, of the United States, who's been convicted of a crime and has a warrant for his arrest. But, okay. Okay. I just find it interesting that they don't have E-Verify. Like, how could you not have E-Verify when you're back? Like, that's just weird. Regular, everyday citizens who want to get a job in America have E-Verify. You have to prove and show documentation that you are a U.S. citizen. According to the Des Moines Register, Grassley is pushing for, I don't know who Grassley is, but must be a senator or someone that's a politician, is pushing for Des Moines public schools to implement an E-Verify system. They're using an expired employee authorization document. And so they said Robert's background check would have resulted in a non-confirmation. It is the senator pointed the finger at the school district for letting the issue fly over their heads. Yeah, they kind of dropped the ball. I just don't understand how you could get that far in a job. Like, I don't understand how you could get that far in a job and actually get hired, only to find out later that the person not only is not a citizen, but has been arrested and convicted, and now everybody's pretending like they don't know what you're talking about. That's interesting. That's interesting. Now, we all know, had it been me, I would be sitting in jail. I'm just saying.
Number one.
This from WISN.com. Milwaukee, as we talked about yesterday, is considering red light cameras to curb reckless driving. So when we come back, I'm going to kind of dive into the whole red light camera piece. But here's some of the things I understand. So they talked about it's a bipartisan bill. Drivers who run red lights or speed more than 15 miles an hour could get a ticket by mail. In some places, it's already been determined that it's unconstitutional, like Illinois and all that. So we'll have to figure all that out. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is supporting the bipartisan bill to install red light cameras in the city, aiming to reduce reckless driving by issuing tickets to drivers by mail who run red lights or speed excessively. The bill is specific to Milwaukee, proposes a limit of 5 cameras in each of the city's automatic districts. There's a limit of 5 of these cameras that will be deployed in each of the 15 automatic districts across Milwaukee, Johnson said. The cameras would capture the license plate of drivers who run red lights or speed 15 miles an hour over. They'd get a ticket somewhere between $20 and $100. Residents have mixed opinions. Tom Marin supports the idea 100%. Brad Nicolaison said, I don't know how much it is, them trying to run the red light as much as you know, they're just not paying attention, and I don't think cameras can fix that problem. Are you kidding me? Not paying attention? You think people run a red light because they're not paying attention? So they had a meeting today at Summerfest. You heard about it yesterday with State Senator Dora Drake. It was at the Summerfest main office building, and that was at 11 o'clock this morning. So I'll be interested in hearing tomorrow, but it's just one of those things that I don't really think people really understand exactly what that's going to entail and how long it's going to take. It's going to take about 2 to 3 years before they can get it implemented. And then you got to go through all the the backgrounds and the contracts and all that other nonsense that it's going to take. And then the price is going to go up and it's going to be too high. And then you got to pay for maintenance. You got, all those things have to be done. So then what's going to happen within 2 to 3 years? While we're waiting for all this stuff to be installed, what is going to happen in the interim? Well, I'm going to tell you my fear when we come back. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is for you, you, my number one. This is for you, you, my number one.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. G, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Good afternoon, Dr. Ken. I just was wanted to make a comment. Don't you think that people's health care premiums going up and losing health care is a big deal?
Why do you ask?
I'm just asking you a question.
And I asked
because you kind of said that I can't recall exactly what you said, but you kind of like downplayed what the Democrats are doing, in so many words, you know.
And when did I do that?
No, I don't know exactly what you said, but it was something where they're not going to do anything. They don't ever do anything, something to that effect.
I'm not talking about the government. I'm just talking about Democrats in general, just like Republicans in general. Most politicians don't do anything.
But what I'm saying is, don't you think that our health care premiums and millions of people losing their health care because they've been trying to dismantle the Affordable Care Act for years, and Trump, he has no plan. He always says he does, but they don't have a plan to replace it, and they don't intend to replace it. So with our health care premiums, I don't know how much it affects Medicare, but people that are on Medicaid, because I know people that had to get on Medicaid because of an illness or whatever, or just people in general losing their health care in totally, or premiums going up, you know, if you work a job. I think that's a big deal, and the Democrats are trying to do something to stop that.
Okay.
And I would, if I may, this thing with the cameras, I think it would be a waste of money, and the reason why I say that is, and I know you drive around the city, you've got thousands of people riding around with illegal tint, non-registered vehicles. They have the stickers in the wrong place on their plates. And the main thing, you got this illegal tint, non-registered vehicles, and now you want to invest all this money in cameras, which is a waste of money. I think you have to start at the lower level and start enforcing some of the things with these people riding around with these dark tinted windows. And it's not just a few, it's hundreds, if not thousands of people in the city that are, and I think that you were a police officer, I heard you mention, and I know that's a violation, and people are allowed to do that with no plates, no registration, improper, just so many other things. But now you want to put up cameras, you know? I think it's a waste of money. You should start in other areas to you know get people in line on that end, and then maybe go to that. Because with the dark tinted windows, how are you going to see who's even driving the car? With the non-registered, illegal, no plates and all that, what good is that going to do?
All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Talk and text line, we should not be like Illinois. We not. See, here's that's another one of those things when it comes to context. We are against everything that has to do with Illinois, even if it's good. We're against everything no matter what because we're a Democrat, because we're a Republican. We're against everything, and it doesn't make any sense to me because even when there are good things that come out of it, we reject the messenger. Well, that's okay. That's your choice. All right. Okay. But I bet if Wisconsin legalized marijuana, not one person would complain. Hey, we're going to be like Illinois and legalize, poof, because y'all the ones drive to Illinois to smoke it. And I'm just saying. Miles said, two questions, Dr. Ken. As an independent voter, do you think Democrats should start focusing on local issues to gain the public vote? Well, first of all, shouldn't they do that anyway? Okay, and then second, wouldn't you care if a third party would be created? I wouldn't care if any parties were created because I think people should vote their conscience. And to be honest with you, it's nobody's business who you vote for. I think we should keep that the same way we keep like your salary at work, your social security number. It ain't nobody else's business. Keep it to yourself. And then you got to earn people's vote instead of just crowding yourself behind a party. Babar said these officials wanted the hop. But it's free to board. Now their only solution is putting up cameras that would sit on poles that reckless driving knocked down weekly. Well, they wouldn't sit on poles. There are other ways you can mount cameras. But anyway, Curly Q said, I just want to know how they plan to handle all the mail tickets that aren't going to be paid. Well, here's what happens when you don't pay a ticket. It's going to go to court. They're going to find you guilty in absentia because you're not there. And then they're going to put a warrant in the system for your arrest. And you're going to be bopping around. And for a while, you're going to be able to just get a signature bond and go to court. And if you eventually don't go to court and don't pay, along with the court costs, it's going to become a commitment. And then you're going to be driving around thinking everything's cool. And they're going to be like, hey, we stopped you for speeding, and there's a warrant for your arrest. So when we take you to the district, you have one of two options. You can either pay it and get out, or you go to the House of Correction. Oh, and the warrant says you got to do 5 days, 3 days, 1 day. Which one is it? It'll change. It'll take a little time, but it'll change. It'll change. See, the problem is this. I don't know how to phrase this. People in Milwaukee seem to be so negative about everything that even when something will help you, you don't like it, and you come up with a reason why you shouldn't do it. So the other day when I talked about Milwaukee being so conservative, it's about change. It's about growth. We put money in idiot things because we support the mayor at the time, when in fact we have the hop now, and we've dumped way too much money into this idiot, slow-running, drive in a circle, everybody ride free, and why? We dug up the street. We paid for We Energies to dig up stuff and move cords and move all sorts of. For what? For a light rail that we don't need and nobody uses. And it's unconscionable. And now we got to pay for this idiocy. We've already fired people who worked on it, who pretended like they knew what they were doing and they didn't. Supposed to get grants. The fact that you have something and the only way you can run it is with a grant and you can't afford it means you never should have built it in the first place. But yet here we are. And we're stuck with this nonsense and we're stuck with this idiocy. And the only thing that you need to bring in, and Curly Q is right, we need a tollway in Wisconsin. That's the only thing that's going to help pay for the roads and take the stress off of people. These generalizations that are always made about government shutdown and generalizations about how we need to make sure, you know, people have health care. They have health care. It's going to get paid. The Affordable Care Act was not set up in a proper way to help people. For many people, the premiums are too much. And part of the issue is it's set up the way Social Security is set up, which is going to eventually fail. Why will it fail? Because we don't have enough people working, making enough money, and paying into the Social Security system to sustain it. So we got about 30 years of it. And God forbid, in my lifetime, I could quite possibly not have Social Security because it fails. And so we keep looking for reasons. If the government shutdown is causing people to not have health care, being against Republicans is not going to fix that, and being for Democrats is not going to fix that. You have to fix the Affordable Care Act. You have to plug the holes. You have to make it not like Social Security, where you need people to pay in order to pay the bills on the other side, because your premium is going to be ridiculously high and the government can't pay for it all. It can't. There's not enough money in the system. There are not enough people working. I don't care how much money you make. You could tax every billionaire an additional 10%. Technically, you could take all their money and it still wouldn't pay for it. And that is the problem. That is the problem we have, because nobody wants to do the math. We just feel good about it. But then when we actually add it up, it comes up short, and then we don't know what to do. And it's unfortunate that people won't take the time to look at information from both sides of the aisle, to look at things on how it affects you directly and how it affects your family. We just follow political things. And they don't understand that in the end, all of it's political, and that unless you do something locally, it won't matter. Some of the money goes federal, but some of that money goes to the state, and the state doesn't want to pay it. The state wants the federal government to pay it. So who's going to pay it? You ready? We are.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 41 minutes after the hour, somebody asked me a question. Somebody said, about the tollway, why can't we adjust the shared revenue of the county and city so that we can start fixing some issues in the city? Because nobody is going to give Milwaukee back the money they pay. We pay out the most in shared revenue, and basically we get back the least. And that's the way that our it looks like that's the way that it's been set up, right? So at some point, we need to figure out how to keep money here. We need to figure out ways to generate revenue and keep it here. What people are willing to pay for and not gouge people. You know, we're taking money off cars, we're taking money off garbage cans, lights, everything. Like, at some point, dude, like, can't we just let's do some cutting. Let's have families do some cutting so there's less garbage, so we need less garbage pickups or spread out the days. Let's, instead of picking up once a week, let's pick up every 10 days. Let's cut back that way. I mean, think it through. Don't just do what's expedient. But we talked about it the other day. The bottom line, interest convergence. if it doesn't help the mayor or the alderman or woman or the state rep or the county supervisor or the state senator, if it doesn't help them, they're not going to bother with it. The biggest interest you may have as a politician is getting reelected back into office. The easiest way to generate interest convergence is to not vote them back into office. To make them pay attention to you, tell them, we are either not voting you into office or we're not going to support you remaining in office, period. I guarantee you they'll turn around. And it won't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. They will turn around. Go after some of these aldermen and women. Go after the mayor. Go after the county executive. Go after the county supervisors. Go after them and tell them, this is what we want. And if you don't, we're going to spend every single day saying your name on social media. Every single day. Facebook, X, Insta, LinkedIn, everywhere. Snapchat, WhatsApp, every message, every person, every group me I'm in, everywhere. Do not vote for this person. Every single day. Think of 10,000 people doing that and multiply that once a day to 5 or 6 different platforms. That's 60,000 times a day, times 7 days that you're going to get hit for not doing your job. What do you think the algorithm's going to do to your name? You're going to get trashed. And that's what needs to happen. You need to either do what the public tells you to do because that is what they ask you for, or you need to be removed from office. Jill Underly is not doing what she said she was going to do in office. She has dumbed down reporting on schools to the point where you can't tell whether or not your kid is doing well or not, but it makes them look good. It makes the union happy, and their teachers keep getting paid. And then they're going to say, look at that. The school has done well, so we can give them more money. Let's tax them more, and you're going to get stuck. And in the end, the only people that are going to lose, watch this, the only people that are going to really lose are the 40 or 50,000 kids in Milwaukee public schools that are losing already. They'll just lose more. We'll just put makeup and a Band-Aid over how they're doing it. And yes, Miles, Senator Drake was right. We're just going to continue to push it down and kick the can down the road. The mayor's going to do it. The county executive's going to do it. The governor's going to do it. And like we're finding out now, the president's going to do it. All I need to do is stay long enough to get an office, get a pension, and I'm out. And that's what they do. And we fall for it every single time. We need to start to tell them, this is what I want. And if you don't give it to me, instead of, well, watch this. We vote for people for what they tell us about the person we need to vote against did. It's in the past. There's nothing you can do about it. What are you going to do about me in the future or for me in the future? Everything's about self-interest, right? What do I get? I get nothing. I feel good, but I kind of get nothing. And we're left standing here holding a bag, paying more in taxes. Got a 2% tax. We're going to try to sneak through a $10 increase on license plates at the last minute. And I'm going to track every single person on the Common Council that votes for it. I don't care whether you think it's a good deal or not. If anybody on the City Common Council in Milwaukee votes for it, I'm going to be pushing for you not to get back in office either. I don't care who you are, whether you're a friend of mine or if you're my alderman or woman. Out. We have got to start standing up to find new and alternative ways to pay for things. Or cut the budget. Somebody needs to go to the police and fire and say, look, we can't afford this anymore. So if you want a job, you got to be reasonable. And if anybody knows the MPA president, I know him. I think I'm going to give him a call, have him come on the show. At some point, you have to be reasonable. have to be reasonable. Cops work hard. Firefighters work hard. I get it, but you chose the job. If it's that bad, quit. Pack up your crap, get your junk, turn in your badge, write your in the matter of or whatever you write nowadays, write your memo, and tell the chief, I resign. Put somebody in this office that wants to actually do the job. Otherwise, shut up. Stop crying and complaining like a baby. You're a grown man and you're a grown woman. Either do the job or quit. You knew what you were signing up for when you signed up. It's just pitiful. And the fact that Milwaukee is such a great city, I absolutely love it here. It's a beautiful city. The lakefront is beautiful. The universities around here are great. The schools, the businesses, all these things are wonderful. And we let politicians ruin it because we don't hold their feet to the fire. So I'm going to watch and I'm going to get a list of how everybody votes for the license plate deal. And if they voted out of committee and it goes to the floor and those aldermen and women voted in, I am going to personally push for every single one of them. And you know me, my middle name is Freddie and I can be very petty. I'm going to be on every social media platform I can possibly find and pay for to push for you to be gone. Because you're going to be beholden to the people that voted you in. And whether you win or not, that's okay. If you vote no and your constituents want you to vote no, or if you vote yes and your constituents want you to vote yes, that's perfectly fine. But I'm a check. And I'm a first check with mine. And if my constituency wants them to vote no and they vote yes, or if the constituency wants them to vote yes and they vote no, that's a problem because now you're not listening. And the only thing that an elected official is worthy of receiving from the voting public, if they go against what their constituents want, this is one thing, a boot.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, so did dude actually say MySpace? What are we doing? Hey, Mal, my name is Freddie, and I am definitely petty. I'm just tired of politicians. And next year is we start the midterm elections, and it's time to like get people out and put people in that need to be there. I'm just tired. I'm just beat. I didn't have one. I'm just tired, so. I'm just saying. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe's show is up next. We'll be rolling out of here. I want to say thank you for hanging out. Thank you for being here. Thank everybody on the talking text line, the YouTube chat. Make sure you get your friends to stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Subscribe, hit the notification bell so you never miss a show, or you can just download the app and be with us 24/7. Hey, y'all. God bless. Take care.
Be quiet.
All right, I'm out.